Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Now, think about what the left would do if there was a conservative that did ads for Capital One. And by the way, I don't support boycotts. I want to be very clear. And Samuel L. Jackson is out there calling Clarence Thomas the names that he's calling Clarence Thomas. Let me ask you a question, Uncle Clarence. You think Capital One would keep the conservative running these ads? No. Do I think anything's going to happen to Samuel L. Jackson? No. You see the double standard? I think you probably do. I mentioned a lot of these places where a lot of violence has taken place. I mean, it's severe. Then, of course, the call for the sex strike. But anyway, you have, you know, one pro-abortion protester charged with attempted murder after an attack with against a cop with a flamethrower. Other protests turned violent in Oregon. Other protests turned violent in Arizona. A Christian pregnancy clinic in Colorado was torched and graffitied with these words: "If abortions aren't safe, neither are you," after pro-abortion extremists warning of their night of rage following the decision. Then you have the socialist Reddit group post. They're putting up and continuing to dox the names of Supreme Court justices, even the names of the schools of their children, in the case of Amy Coney Barrett, the churches that they go to and when they go to church. Wow, you think that's a good idea to post online? You think that's a good idea? Those on the left, because Joe Biden put a seal of approval on it. Through Jen Psaki. Oh, we're fine with that. Anyway, you can just see what you see what's building here. It is, and all of it's based on a lie. Now, there may be more inconvenience. You can say that. People want to get a last-minute abortion. There's going to be states where they can get that. Abortion is going to be legal in America. Probably in most states, some will have some restrictive laws. Others will have less restrictive laws. Some will allow it up to the moment of birth. It's not illegal. They just decided who gets to decide. That's it.
He gives you the latest breaking news when he hits the air. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A lot of analysis about Joe Biden's comments in regards to the overturning of Roe. He says on Twitter, sad day for the country, and then he gave his remarks on Friday claiming the health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. No, it's not, Joe. It's a flat-out lie on his part. They all know that they're lying. And Biden said the three Supreme Court justices nominated by former President Trump were the core of the decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court and jeopardizing the health of millions of Americans. So extreme, women can be punished for protecting their health. The one state of South Dakota that had, and we'll talk to Kristi Noem later, but the governor there, the one state that had a trigger law that bans all abortions, says no, they will not. Part of the law says they will not go after women. They said doctors that perform the procedures would be held accountable. But if people in South Dakota, I mean, you now have states like New York, I think it was Governor Hochul inviting people, New York is going to be a safe haven for abortion. And I guess you can appeal to people to visit your state. Let's see, come see Mount Rushmore, come see Disney, come get an abortion. I guarantee you that there's going to be groups that emerge. We already have corporations that have said that they're going to be willing to fund the transportation costs for any woman that wants to go to another state to get an abortion if their state has more restrictions. By the way, it was interesting last week. Nobody picked up the fact that Guttmacher Institute pointing out that 50% of abortions today, or 55% was the exact number, up from 39% in 2017. And by the way, these were 2020 numbers, so it might be likely it's higher today. And they said it's all done by a pill, which is on labeled use would be 10 weeks. Others say you can do it up to 12 weeks by a pill. The Mississippi law at issue in this that the Supreme Court was dealing with was up to 15 weeks. So you're just going to have some restrictions in some states. There'll be a couple of states that allow no abortions, and then you'll have the very liberal states. Remember, the Democrats in the Senate and the House, they wanted no restrictions. They want abortion rights right up until the moment of birth. Whatever happened to follow the science? Is that a child that can live independently outside the womb? The answer, according to the science, is yes. Then why would you allow for infanticide? Why wouldn't we at that point? If, you know, if Bill Clinton, if for those people that say they're pro-choice, I know people that say they're pro-choice. We've had discussions about it. And they say, okay, I'm pro-life, and I make an inconsistent argument, and I'll say that up front. And I make exceptions for rape, incest, and the mother's life being in jeopardy. Like the South Dakota law has the mother's life in jeopardy provision. Now, the more consistent position intellectually would be that if you believe life begins at conception, that you would have that at that point, regardless of any of those circumstances, I take into account circumstances. Is it the intellectually purest argument? It's not, but there are extenuating circumstances at times. None of this is ever a good decision. Anyway, so Biden just literally is undermining the court. And what's interesting, he said in 2006, really not that long ago, that he said abortion is always a tragedy and not a right. I don't view abortion as a choice or a right. I think it's always a tragedy. Joe Biden said that. Now he's
tell me about abortion. Where do you stand, and how will you face that issue?
It's going to be very difficult. I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy, and I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions, and they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
So, again, you see the change in the Democratic Party. What have I always said? The Democratic Party of old used to hide their most radical positions, and they would always hope to get radicals on the Supreme Court so that they could accomplish through the courts that which they never win in terms of convincing enough Americans to elect them at the ballot box, or B, that they could ever accomplish legislatively, because the public wouldn't agree with them and they would lose power. All the court really decided here, and it's simple and it's consistent with their Thursday ruling on the Second Amendment, and that is a right that is enumerated in the Constitution. For example, the right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed, an enumerated right, a specific right given. versus, in this case, a right not enumerated in the Constitution, but our framers clearly understood there would be many of these instances, and it's a concept known as federalism, where you just allow the states to decide these things. Now, in the majority opinion, in this case, written by Justice Alito, he goes out of his way, bending over backwards to say this is not affecting, do not interpret this to mean anything about any other precedent, period. Now, everyone made a big deal about precedents and we've never had, you know, we can't give up precedent. Well, what do you do with Plessy v. Ferguson or Dred Scott? There's been 230 plus instances where a Supreme Court precedent has been overturned. In the case of Plessy, I think it's like 58 years, and then they rightfully overturned it. Now, the one justice writing a concurring opinion in this particular case, Clarence Thomas, wrote that striking down Roe should open up the high court to review other precedents that may be deemed demonstrably erroneous. Now, he's talking about a constitutional principle here, and that is enumerated rights or the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. What is the role of the state? So he's trying to basically, now, if it's the state that's going to decide, think about it, then it's the people that ultimately decide, because it's the people that will elect their assemblymen, their state representatives, their state senators, and their governors. And that is what they're saying. That's where the decision ought to be made. And for example, some are saying, well, he wants to take away the right of people to use birth control or contraception, you know, and for example, the 1965 ruling in Griswold versus Connecticut. In future cases, we should consider all of the court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and some others. He wrote in this, again, in the concurring opinion in this particular case. What he's saying is the principle of allowing states to decide those issues not enumerated specifically in the Constitution is a principle that he abides by. And if you really think about it, that is the most democratic for this democratic republic that we live in. But you can't have that argument when people have lost their minds the way they have now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Biden is threatening, quote, several relevant agency announcements to get around the Supreme Court decision. Apparently, Vice President Kamala Harris will play a particularly prominent role. I don't know, what is she going to be, the abortion rights czar now? And she got hammered this weekend when she made the comment. I think she made it on Twitter. I know there are women out there that are afraid. To those of you who feel alone and scared, I want you to know the president and I are fighting for you and your rights. We are in this fight together. And a lot of liberals got very angry. The New York Times laid out an op-ed planning to discipline the Supreme Court in response to the Roe decision. Imagine that. They want to discipline them. Anyway, New York Times columnist writing an outline how the Democrats could rein in the high court in a piece entitled How to Dissolve a Rogue Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not exist above the constitutional system. Adding that a rogue court cannot shield itself from the power of other branches. Here we go. Then Elizabeth Warren on cue, pack the courts. Stacey Abrams on cue, pack the courts. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program. According to the White House, now I believe this is an election year conversion because I think the Democrats are so scared to death about what would be a tidal wave election for Republicans. So now all of a sudden Biden say, no, I'm not going to support the court packing thing. Meanwhile, first thing he tried to do when he got into office was see if that was feasible and possible and set up a commission looking into it, which didn't come up with any definitive answer on all of this. The people's reaction to this is just strange to me. When you just look at it on the surface and you would think, oh, okay, most people will get it. Most people will understand. Maybe it'll take between now and November, but I'm pretty confident the American people will cut through the clutter and the noise and the BS and understand that abortion is not illegal in America and that the states will decide whether they're going to allow it. There won't be many that I think have full restrictions. And then what restrictions other states have? If I had to guess where this probably the average falls out into is probably around the Mississippi law that initiated all of this discussion. Reading in Bloomberg, their opinion piece saying that ending Roe v. Wade is institutional suicide for the Supreme Court, a columnist there, you know, issuing a scathing rebuke of the rule overturning Roe v. Wade. Well, they've overturned precedent over 230 some odd times. Greg Jarrett wrote a great column about it. So we'll see how this politically, though, what you know what's happening here. Politically, Democrats can't run on anything that they've done. Joe Biden has been an anchor, a weight, and he's dragging the whole Democratic Radical Socialist Party, you know, down with him. And he's not alone in this. It's the entire Democratic New Green Deal Radical Socialist Party, the climate alarmist religious cult. And they're all kind of in unison with very rare exceptions. Now, there are some Democrats in the House that have more moderate positions, and they're livid at the leadership because they think they're probably going to lose their elections because of how left-wing their party has become. The two most prominent in the Senate that have stood up to the radicals in their party are Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. How long they're going to be able to withstand those attacks, I don't know. So they can't run on the economy. They can't run on 41-year high of inflation. They can't run on $5 a gallon gasoline, all caused by Joe's economic and energy policies. They can't run on the disaster at the border. They can't run on law and order and safety and security, because they're the party of defund, dismantle, and no bail laws. They can't run on great achievements they've made in education, because we've had one setback after another, including seeing and learning that the NEA is even wrote COVID protocols for the Biden administration. So they can't run on that. They're not going to run on foreign policy. What are they going to run on? Joe kissing the ass of OPEC and sucking up to the Venezuelan dictator murdering thug, or Joe's, you know, grant of a waiver for Putin's pipeline, or Joe being bullied by China over the issue of Taiwan, or Joe making a deal with the Iranian mullahs and going to Saudi Arabia, what he called the pariah nation, to meet with the crown prince that he said was responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. What is he going to run on here? What success has he had? So now they're left with, okay, we'll run on abortion. We'll run on the Second Amendment. On abortion, I think the American people will figure out abortion's legal, and all the scare tactics and hyperbole are frankly just meaningless words. He's going to run on the Second Amendment. Most Americans support the right of people to keep and bear arms and to protect themselves. They're going to run on the January 6th committee. Okay, well, why don't you run on the 574 riots that you ignored or lied to us about in the summer of 2020? Or in the case of Kamala Harris, outright supported the defunding of police in L.A. in her case, the bail fund in Minneapolis in her case. At some point here, you're going to say, okay, well, what are they going to run on? What, the typical Democratic playbook? Every American, every day of the week, is reminded, every time they go to a gas station, every time they go to any store to buy anything, anytime they have something delivered, everything costs more because of their horrific policies. So all of that, I promise you, is going to be in the forefront of people's minds. You know, people vote peace, prosperity when they vote in elections. And that's, and you can't have greater incompetence than what we have now.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.